Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Just me and the casting couch.
Eric Bickle.
What's up? How are you?
Doing all right. Jason Bishop.
What's up?
Happy Tuesday to you guys.
Yeah, yep. I didn't know what day it was. I was laying in bed. For some reason, I thought it was Wednesday. I mean, I know that's happening to all of us all the time, but it's, yeah, it was bizarre. It's cool. I'm happy. I'm glad it's Tuesday. I'm not one that necessarily at this point wants the weeks to fly by. I want to just kind of enjoy each day.
It's a two for Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know it's Tuesday because I got a COVID test today at 1 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Look
is
at
it
that.
The antibody?
Mm-mm.
Just to see it's if you have it.
It's the big dog. It's the real deal.
Just to see if you have it right now.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how they do it. I hope they don't stick that swab all the way up to the top of my dome.
Do you have symptoms or something?
I think that's the
something?
One that you would want, though, if you want accurate, because some of these newer tests, they say give you 25% false positives and false negatives.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
They're not as accurate, the quickies.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Yeah. So why are you getting it?
Because the
for the colonoscopy?
The gastro doctor is requiring it, yeah.
Huh. That's good.
So he doesn't want a COVID patient, 3 feet away from him.
Well, the problem is, are you going tomorrow? You need to take it a day before or whatever.
I'm going Friday.
You could definitely get it in 3 days.
I don't know.
It's a huge gap in that.
I'm not going to get it. I don't have it. I'm not going to get it. Yeah. Just part of the process. So I'll do that today at 1 o'clock.
I am more interested in the antibody test, to be honest. And I did sign up for another trial, and they must be getting just overwhelmed.
I'm interested in that too, but I don't want to pay $120 for it.
Yeah, me too. That's why I'm trying to get into trials.
They're getting bombarded by people trying to get the test.
You could get an antibody test anywhere, but JP's right. You don't know if it's a good one or a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're paying $120, and then, God forbid, if you got your whole family, and that's like $600. Just
yeah,
to find out
that
you all actually didn't have it.
I'm not in a rush to take it. I'm not a good test taker. Never been a good test taker, so I'm not really in a big rush to do that.
Right.
I heard some scientist on TV yesterday said with the newer tests, which aren't as accurate, although they glean information from them, that you might have to take it two or three times. Well, that would suck.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that. To confirm that you're positive or negative.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would try to get one that was a little bit more accurate than that, but... Yeah, we'll see. I'm in no rush right now because I want the price to go down if I'm going to pay for it.
All right. I'm just going to assume. I'm going to assume I had it in February.
Oh, you are?
Well, I mean, I keep saying I think I had it. I keep telling you guys that because I tested negative for the flu and I felt like butt for about a week.
Yeah, you might have. I mean, they told me I had a virus. They didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So
my wife
flu too.
That she had it.
Yeah, everyone
she
thinks.
She was really sick, violently sick for a day and kind of bedridden for 2 or 3 days. Now, to me, she didn't have the major symptoms, but now they're saying there's a million different symptoms that you can have.
Well, they're all symptoms. And also, there's one doctor that said the most common symptom is nothing because 50% are asymptomatic.
Yeah. Well, that is true.
So that's amazing.
She had symptoms to me which reminded me of food poisoning, although... It's hard to say she had food poisoning when we had the same food.
Well, some people react
differently
to it. Some people react differently to it. It just might have just upset her.
But your wife didn't have the fever, from what I recall.
She didn't have a high fever. She likes to claim that she had a fever. I think she really wants to have had coronavirus because she can't really put her finger on what happened. Mm. And she had kind of two bouts of it where she was vomiting, and then she was bedridden for 24 to 48 hours. To me, it's more reminiscent of just the regular flu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could have been.
But well, I know like you said, I took.
Could have been food poison too.
I took two rounds of what are they called? Antibiotics that didn't do jack. And the doc was perplexed.
Right.
That's when I think something was going on. He said it's just some
I just
virus.
Remember the antibiotics making me feel worse.
Yeah, Tamiflu made me feel worse, I'm pretty sure, when I had the flu.
I felt weird when I was taking that stuff.
Yeah. By about the fifth day, the Tamiflu did a doozy on me. The flu stinks. I don't want anything to do with the flu anymore.
It was a doozy. It was a real doozy.
It was a doozy.
Yeah.
The first step's a doozy.
Anyway... that's good. What time are you taking the test, Lurch?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Did you watch Last Dance?
Of course. I did.
What'd you think?
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's the best show I've ever seen of all time.
This is not a surprising result.
Well, I mean, it's riveting. You can't turn
really
it off. It's riveting. I wish it was a 30-part series, not a 10.
I think Cakes turned it off, right? Have you bounced on that series?
Well, he's not a human if he turned it off.
I'm very intermittent on it. I'm like wipers when the rain comes and goes.
I mean, just the old footage of the hoops was. I mean, the basketball was just so much better than it is today.
That's the best part, when they show the rivalries.
The rivalries were absurd.
Yeah.
Well, I loved the Space Jam footage and just those sort of underground games that were going on.
Yeah, man, where did they get all that footage?
Yeah, I mean,
unbelievable.
Watching him pitch in quarters a few episodes ago with the security guards. I mean, that's great.
The guy who created it, or what was the guy's name that we had on the show?
Jason Hare.
Unbelievable. Jason Hare. Unbelievable that he was able to obtain all of those clips and all that footage and all the audio, get all those interviews. I mean, it's just great, man. It's awesome.
And again, they highlighted it. I said it at the time, but MJ hit 200. That was just unreal. I hadn't played baseball in 15 years. I went out there on the AA level. And I didn't realize this. The only reason why they put him in Birmingham is because that's the only place that could accommodate the media. Because he wasn't talent-wise there yet, obviously. He hadn't played in 15 years. They would never put even a first-round draft pick in AA.
I didn't realize he led the season off with a 13-game hitting streak. Now, he was only seeing fastballs.
Right.
But 13-game hitting streak, and he hadn't played since he was 10?
He hit 200.
Unbelievable.
Which is unreal. So instead of, the average guy's getting 3 hits out of 10, he got 2. Hadn't played in 15 years. And he still drove in 50-some runs.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Truly unbelievable.
That's just a great story. And then, but you also saw a different side of him because, he gets real emotional. And Aldridge, we should probably get Aldridge on the show. It'd be great to get him on. But, when he said that Jordan really just wanted to be liked and there was just a delicate balance between wanting to be liked and pushing your guys, being an a-hole and pushing them hard enough where they would fall in line behind you to win and want to win so bad. Mm-hmm. And, he chose the other way. He said that, there was a cost to it, and the cost was people didn't like you.
I think David Aldridge is too busy sitting down with Kevin McCarthy for like 35 minutes.
That's right.
I'm just so jealous that he got that interview.
All the great ones have that dilemma. All of them. They have that dilemma. Push the guys beyond, what they're normal and what they're used to, or just be buddies. A guy like Shaq kind of chose to be buddies. You know what I mean? And leave it up to everybody else. A guy like Kobe is going to push you.
Right.
Same thing with MJ.
Magic, going to be a buddy of yours.
Yeah.
I've never heard that about Magic.
Yeah, I'm sure
being
he pushed.
A bully. And I'm sure he did too, but in his own way.
Yeah.
But Jordan was just on another level when it came to that.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. It really is. And then I got it all saved. Yeah. I'm going to have my wife watch it.
You could easily set your DVR and
they're replaying it all the time.
Yeah.
But the story of Jordan's dad being murdered, I didn't realize. It was so long ago, you kind of just forget details. But I thought that he was found in the car
right away.
Shop, but he was found in that creek.
Weeks later.
Weeks later, and I completely had forgotten that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because from what I remembered, he was found shot in the car, but they took him out and they threw him in the creek.
Yeah, I mean, what the worst people ever. And the best move they did was not highlight them. Don't make them more famous. Those two losers. 18 mm-hmm. years old.
I know. And then the media just going after Jordan, saying it was all tied to the gambling. I mean, just incredible.
Right. Well, because people just couldn't make sense of it. And I'd forgotten about the Richard Esquinas. I think we had him on the show. I feel like we did, or maybe the author of the book with him.
Probably.
I remember when that story came out.
Right, that he owed him a bunch of cash.
Have him. Yeah. You know, people just couldn't relate to Jordan just having that kind of money that it just, you know, 100 grand to him is like a dollar to
a dollar
else. Up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what Aldridge said.
Yeah.
$10,000 to him is 10 bucks to us.
It's probably it's less just, than that.
Why he would just punt high dollar appearances and not even bat an eye.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Not even care.
Yeah. I'm bitter fault.
You're wearing your Wave Soda hoodie.
I am, yes. Correct.
I did get my shipment from Wave
Soda. I got the shipment yesterday too.
I got mine too. Much. It's very cool.
I'll still have my boost up. Still waiting.
I'm gonna do the intermittent fasting bit for a while. We'll try that again because I've been eating so late and so dumb.
Was it the pictures that you sent us that sent you over the edge on the chat?
The mirror, everything. It's just.
So when's the last time you ate? Last night.
Well, I'm starting today.
I know, but when did you eat last night?
What did I have? I just get bored, and like at 10 p.m. I started eating.
I can't stop eating.
I mean, I've been doing that a lot. So I'm just going to go 8 to 8. That's so easy. And I'm going to have one cheat, and I'm going to have coffee with a little cream. That's going to be my cheat. Now, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to have black coffee, but I can't do it. Just black cakes. I need a little creamer in there.
Black. I know. I can do both, but I prefer to have some sugar and some cream in there.
Yeah. But I'm going to do the just 8 to 8. That's butt easy. It's not even hard. It's dumb. I don't know why I don't do it every day. I was just reading about somebody that did it, and he was just, you know, he gave a little protocol. Like your last, when you're eating at 8 too, just kind of lighten up on the carbs, and you'll just be golden. Just be golden. So what am I doing?
8 p.m. to 8 a.m., that's the fast?
Yeah, that's so easy. It's butt easy. Especially
pretty easy.
What I should do is just go to bed. Go to bed at, you know, 10 even. Go to bed at 10. So can you go 2 hours, you big fatty, and not eat?
Hold on. You're saying 8 a.m. So fast from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
No.
The other way.
Oh, 8 p.m. to 8. Right.
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be 14 hours.
I thought it was supposed to be 16 hours.
You can do whatever you want to do. I'm just going to do 12.
Oh, okay.
I was reading a guy. It said, just do 12. He says, you lose 20 pounds in a month.
I usually do. Let's see. I had dinner last night at 6. All right. So it's 12 hours. And I usually don't eat until about, you know, a big meal around 10:30. I mean, I'll probably have oatmeal in the next couple of hours, but.
Well, you then kind of do it.
I kind of do it, but not really. I mean,
no, I'm going to do it. Except my only cheat's going to be the coffee. Now the problem is, what am I going to do from 8 to 11 when I go to bed? I don't know. Just drink water, I guess.
But see, I'm on this dietary restriction thing for 4 more days.
Oh yeah,
so there's only certain things I can eat.
That's good.
Come Wednesday afternoon, I can only have smoothies. So Wednesday afternoon all the way through Wednesday night, then all day Thursday. Then I start taking that solution on Thursday to make you poo.
When do you sit on the pot?
Whenever it starts hitting you.
And then what are you supposed to do all night? You just supposed to sit there all night and be miserable?
Well.
Or is it supposed to end?
They gave you two bottles, right? All right. The first bottle, I've got to take that within the first basically within 24 hours of the procedure. But then the second bottle, you got to take 6 hours before your procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be around 4 a.m. So I'm going to have to take that second bottle at 4 a.m. I think I can mix it with Gatorade or vitamin water or something like that, which will help. But yeah, Thursday is going to be hell.
Overnight.
Thursday and Friday are going to be hell.
Are you literally?
But then hopefully you have 10 years without another test, right?
Correct. But there's a chance that there's some hurt things up there.
Well, if there is, they'll just buzz them out and you'll be good.
Well, I know, but I hope
stressful.
They don't say, I don't want them to say, all right, you're back here in 3 years or back here in a year.
I think it's very common for people to come back in 3 years. Most people, they do find some polyps, some certain percentage. My dad used to always laugh about it. They'd just rape them with a bunch of, scrape them all off.
Well, I'm just telling you that Thursday, I don't know what to expect. I'm going to be hungry as a mug.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to be able to eat anything.
Have you already planned out your post meal?
I haven't, because I don't know how I'm going to feel yet.
It'd be all right.
You know what I mean?
I'd start planning that.
You're going to be hungry is what you're going to feel. You're going to be freaking hungry.
I am going to be hungry, no doubt.
So you're going to pummel some good food.
You can go to Passion Fit. That's going to be your spot.
Look, Bishop's going to go to Passion Fit because he owns 50%.
Hey, I didn't say that. I said 10%. And I said only 1% of me actually believes it.
Right.
99% is bit driven.
That would be the greatest bit ever if we go to like a Super Bowl again and we're just sitting there having dinner and Jason acknowledges he's been a shareholder in Fashion Fit for the last decade.
Exactly. That's where all the stories come out on the road trips we used to take.
I'd be right. Those are no longer.
It's only a couple months ago that we took a road trip. Feels like 2 years ago, but it's a couple
seems
months.
Like, it seems like a decade ago since I saw some flops with Dave Richard.
The last road trip, I was bringing wipes. I was bringing wipes, and I was fist bumping Mike Rizzo.
So I can't believe I let that old lady take chips from me at that table.
How long has this been going on now?
I don't know.
About 2 months.
60 days plus?
Of the quarantine? Yeah, about 2 months.
It's just been a poop show pretty much since we were in Florida, whichever. I don't even remember when that was. I don't even know.
Early March, like
that
March
2nd. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
And then right, March 10 was, I think, the first day I did the show from my house.
Yeah. Let's take a break if listeners want to chime in. 800-636-1067 is the number. It's the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. When we come back, does baseball have a legitimate plan to get back? And why is Sean Doolittle so concerned?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're going to talk about the new baseball proposal with David Sampson, MLB analyst for CBS Sports HQ, coming up at 7:20. Essentially, they're saying they want to come back in July, basically have a modified schedule where they play half the amount of games, so roughly 80 games, and there would be a designated hitter for both leagues, and you would have baseball.
What's the idea of the designated hitter? Just to make it equal-ish?
I'm not even sure. I guess that makes some sense, and I think that they're just experimenting, to be honest with you, that if they like that, there's been talk that that might be the future of baseball anyway, where they have a designated hitter in both leagues.
Right, but plus, I mean, it's kind of a big move.
Plus the way the schedule works out. You may not be, you know, you're playing all of the, in other words, the Nats are playing all the AL East teams and NL East teams.
Mm-hmm.
So you're playing all those teams in the division, and just to balance it out, the DH would probably just make it more fair, like you said. But you will be playing in their home parks.
Yeah, they want to go
Nats,
with games.
Nats will be playing in Nats Park.
It'd be fanless, at least for now. They're talking about fanless games, but they would be, I guess, you know, maybe they do that because of the local contracts. It makes it a little bit better that way.
It's going to be so weird.
I have to just tell you, I just don't understand fanless. I don't understand it. I understand limited fans, extremely limited fans. I don't understand fanless. If I could go to Costco, why can't I go to an outdoor game? That makes no sense.
I think they're just trying to control the variables and have less people
I'm
involved.
I'm not going to infect player.
I did read that Dana White,
staffer.
The guy who runs UFC, said a lot of the commissioners from these other leagues were calling him after UFC 249 went off so well, and people thought it was an awesome event. So We'll see what happens. Now, Sean Doolittle, the Nationals closer, he's just one guy, but maybe he's representative of a lot of people in Major League Baseball, voiced a ton of concerns. Now, his wife has some pre-existing conditions. So he's a guy who's not only giving his perspective, but also a guy who has a family's perspective. And there's a ton of baseball players who have families. I'm sure there's a ton that are single, but there's a ton who have families. To kind of sum it up, one of his main concerns is that they still don't know enough about COVID, that they know that it attacks the kidney, the intestines, the lungs, but they still don't know enough. And they don't know enough about the long-term effects. And so he seems very anti the proposal.
He's a very thoughtful guy, and I'm not going to criticize him. But you can't go 10 years to find out what the long-term effects are on this thing. We just don't play until we know the long-term effects. Long-term effects means years. We're not doing that. That's kind of silly.
Right, right. He went on to voice his concern about the clubhouses. He said, we know that sharing indoor spaces greatly increases the infection risk. It's rare that only one person gets sick. Will there be modifications made to clubhouses or other facilities to prevent the spread? I don't know that Major League Baseball has spoken on that yet. I mean, I threw this out there yesterday. Could they limit things where you don't have a first base coach, you don't have a third base coach, or they just stay on the field separate? They don't go back to the clubhouse with them.
Maybe you eliminate or at least suspend those positions during this modified shortened
season.
I think
it's you guys are making it too difficult. You can lock it down very easily. You just test every day, and if somebody tests negative, they're out. And that and everybody that tests negative will be out, and that'll button it down pretty good. There's a little latency in there, but for the most part, if you test everyone every day, it's like what they do at the White House. You test everybody every day, you're fine. I mean, that's the best thing you can do. That's the best thing you can do, and they can hire a private company to do that. And we're getting close to the time where they can do that. There are testing sites out there that are closing down because people aren't going through it. People don't even want the test in certain areas of the country.
So maybe that's Doolittle's concern, is Major League Baseball hasn't put forward a plan of testing or hasn't told the players how many people they're going to test or when they're going to test, they're going to test.
Yeah, they should do it every day. They should test every day, they should test every day if they want to just completely button it down and make sure you protect, like you say, the third base coaches and those guys that are older,
right?
The managers oftentimes. But you're not going to have, like what Davey Martinez suggested, like players sitting in the stand. That's
dumbest
thing ever.
No.
I mean, it's just
God
bless
Davey,
but they're not doing that. It's going to be a normal interaction. It's going to be a normal game if they have half a brain, and they just test every day. When you come in, you take the swab test, 5 minutes, and then boom. And that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're also looking at what's going on in Korean baseball. I know that we're not watching it, but in the Korean Baseball League, the guys on the field, they're not wearing masks, but I believe those off the field and the umpires and others are wearing masks.
Correct.
That's fine. They could do that. Yeah, they can make cool Nats masks for those
guys. They're sitting in the dugout together.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
But I actually would have no problem. Let's say if you're not playing in the game, you don't have to be sitting in the dugout if you want to space them out.
There's no reason to do it, though. If you test them every day, there's no reason to do that. It's just dumb.
Where are you going to sit? Where are you going to sit?
Well, yeah, but even if they're tested every day, you have the asymptomatic spreaders.
So yeah, but if you're tested,
have your social distancing.
No. If you're tested, that's tests for asymptomatic people. That eliminates that. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you're not even thinking properly.
Although that some of these people can test positive a couple days later.
There's a little window of that. There is a little window of that, but it's not,
Well, when's the world going to start going, getting going again? If you're worried about all of these other things, these parameters, why can't you just deal with it? You've got to deal with the virus.
You have to deal with it.
You can't just shut everything down for 2 years until there's a vaccine. Well, you can't do it.
Doolittle wants to shut it down until we have long-term ramifications. What are we going to wait 10 years for
test? If he wants to do that, then his career is going to be over.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I mean, he can decide. If he's so concerned about it, he doesn't have to play.
Yeah, I'm sure he may not. He's a very thoughtful guy, so I'm not trying to attack him.
I'm not trying to kill him.
Yeah.
And I understand why he's concerned. If he's got real
being
concerns
selfless.
About it, he can just say, all right, it's not worth the risk. I'm just going to sit out. I'll come back next year or
Which
whatever.
But might be the responsible thing to do, especially if his wife is if she's got these comorbidities or whatever, then she's got these immune issues, you know, which a lot of people do have.
If there are players that are really worried about it, they just sit it out.
Yeah.
I got no problem with it.
But he's also, and he's being very, very thoughtful, again, because this will get back to him. He's being very thoughtful. He doesn't want, like, a random clubhouse guy that's sitting on a stool in, you know, in the bowels of the stadium, you know, catching something. Those people that are vulnerable, though, shouldn't be there.
And correct. Some of what he does in his tweets is throw out questions.
Yeah.
Because Major League Baseball can throw out these proposals. They're not detailed. We're just hearing very vague things.
Because they're winging
like they
it, too.
Come back.
Everyone's
in July.
Winging it.
Right. So there are very few specifics. So he's throwing out questions like, what's the plan to acquire enough tests? What's the protocol if a player, staff member, or worker contracts the virus?
You don't think Major League Baseball's thought about this?
Of course they
have. Of course they've thought about it, but I'm
just
saying
because you haven't seen it, it doesn't mean they haven't thought about it. I guarantee it's in the proposal.
I don't think you're listening to me. What I'm saying is Doolittle is offering the perspective of a player
who hasn't heard
those
league.
Details.
Right.
I get it, but that's why they're going to submit it today, and they'll talk about it.
Look, what's that? Manfred should just talk to me. I got this virus on lockdown.
You can be his consultant.
It's so easy. You just hire a private company. You wait until there's no social backlash. We're getting pretty close to it. And then you just test everyone every day. Problem solved. I mean, you're never going to eliminate anything 100%. I mean, if we're going to drive to the stadium and some guy might get hit by a truck on the way to work. It happens. So you test everybody every day. And if you're particularly vulnerable to this and you really can't afford to, you're an older guy, you've been in baseball for 50 years, you might sit out this season. You might sit out this season and stay home. And you still, you know, maybe get paid a little on the side to consult by the organization. You know, if you're one of those obese 65-year-old, hitting coaches.
Right.
Just stay home. You're going to sit this one out until you feel like there's a better therapeutic.
What I'd like to know is and I'm sure we'll find out, but what's baseball's plan when someone does get it? Because someone will get it.
Their plan will be test again, and if everyone's negative, can carry on.
No, just say let's just say
Number one, that person would get quarantined.
Well, yeah, he can come back until he gets better. Yeah, he goes away until he gets better.
But what's the number?
5 days.
I just don't want them to start up for 2 weeks and then, 10% of the people are testing positive and they shut it all down again.
That won't happen if they're testing every day. There'll be a few people that occasionally test positive, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when they're going to test, how often they're going to test. We'll find the stuff out.
Now, it could happen. Here's the loophole, though. It could happen if they just allow them to run around. They do have to protect themselves at home, It's like their bubble will be – that's like what the Premier League is doing. That's the other part of it. The Premier League is locking everybody down, the lacrosse league with Rabel, during their tournament, before and during.
Correct.
So baseball, the problem is that when they leave – see, they could very easily test every day and make sure everyone going in there is clear. But it's when they leave the place and then they go out to dinner with their family, they're going to get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for the PLL to do that because it's only a three-week event.
Totally.
This is going to be 82 games.
That's more of the issue, is when they leave and participate in life.
Well, then MLB has to tell those guys that they have to limit their interactions as much as possible once they leave the stadium.
Their family's interactions. It's hard. Yeah. It's a conundrum.
It's tough.
Basically, if I was Tony Fauci, I would say all those older guys, they probably should sit this one out. They probably should just sit this one out. The Don Zimmers, I know he's passed, but
leave
you know
it to
what
the
I mean?
Youngins.
Those guys got to sit this one out, and leave it to the young guys. And I don't see how fans, if you had a third capacity or quarter capacity, again, everyone has to have individual responsibility. If I'm a fan and I'm vulnerable, I got diabetes and hypertension, and I'm 400 pounds, I probably shouldn't go to the games. Probably should
stay
home.
I think it's gonna happen. I really do, because if these other leagues are opening up, as I mentioned, UFC, I think, was a success, even though they had to pull one fighter who tested positive as two cornermen. We'll see what happens here in the coming days, but you just had the UFC. In Germany, I think the Bundesliga is about to fire up. You got NASCAR about to start. I know that's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's coming.
Golf starting in a month, roughly.
Yeah.
It's because also – You should look at these studies, man. The mortality rate is much lower. It is again, I'm saying it every day. It is vicious for older people, and you know, and compromised. And there are a lot of people that are. It's not an insignificant number, but still, the overall fatality rate is like 0.2. That's what's coming in. There was a meat plant. Everybody was talking about it because 1,000 workers were infected, right? A month ago, 2 have died out of the 1,000.
Yeah.
And the last death was 3 weeks ago. So it's not like there's more deaths coming.
Yeah, I mean, look, they know the numbers.
Yeah.
But, you know, like Dusty Baker, I'm just looking at the list of managers. Dusty Baker, I think, might be the oldest.
Dusty's going to have to sit this one out.
Does Dusty Baker come back?
It's his personal choice.
Of course.
Like he could just say, you know what, I get the flu every year and I do fine with it. My immune system is pretty good. This is a little stronger. It attacks me a little more. This is worse than the flu for older people. So maybe I should sit this one out.
But Dusty might be thinking, I just got back in the game and it's not exactly like people were beating down my door. He's going to mask it up. He might just go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think Dusty Baker's
going to roll the dice.
He's going to manage. Yeah. He's not going to.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I would recommend, if I was his family member, be honest, I might recommend
Dusty. Probably wouldn't recommend it.
I would recommend Dusty sit this one out. You know,
how do you do the mask?
Unless he took some sort of prophylactic.
I'm sorry. How do you do the mask with the toothpick?
Mm-hmm.
You cut a very small hole in it. You poke a hole in it, I guess.
Well, that will kind of eliminate the effectiveness if there's any.
Hurts the effectiveness of the mask.
But the other thing
is, old habits die hard.
The other thing, I know Doolittle's concerned about that part of it, but the other thing is, it's the money. If they can agree on the money, then that's going to let it go forward. If they can't, if the players' union aren't, if they're not happy with the money situation, they're going to say, no, this is, we got to get a different proposal. It's going to come down to cash, always does.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a 50-50
for a lot of them. For a lot of them. It's going to happen. Yeah. There's just going to be some guys are going to sit it out, some coaches are going to sit it out. Some, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe some personnel, clubhouse personnel going to sit it out. But it's going to happen for sure. You won't have 100% in. That would be my guess.
Yeah. I'm not sure that the players are going to agree to the 50-50 split kicks.
Well, I think that's
because that's
on
based
the table
on revenue.
Right,
that's, well, I know that's what the owners want.
Yeah.
But the revenue, the 50-50 split's based on revenue, and there's not much revenue when there's no fans in the stadium.
That's true.
So the players' union might say, no, we got to have a different deal.
I just don't know how
owners may balk.
How they're going to, you can go to the beach and you could go to Thrashers, but you can't go to the game. Come on. You should limit it. But you should be able to do that.
I agree. And maybe we'll get there, but they're going to start out fanless. It'll be so weird. It'll be weird, but it'll be interesting.
You get used to it because I did with the UFC. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. We'll come back with more, and we will get back into the Major League Baseball proposal with David Sampson from CBS Sports HQ. He'll join us coming up at 7:20 here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We'll get back into the Major League Baseball proposal coming up at 7:20 with David Sampson, former Marlins exec, now with CBS Sports HQ. One of the stories that's kind of been bubbling the last few days is the Zion Williamson story, where he's alleged to have taken money and illegal benefits during his year at Duke. And I don't think any of us are surprised if that is indeed true.
Well, here's the thing. The Zion thing, for whatever reason, I'm a sucker. I refuse to believe that Coach K is knowingly cheating. And by cheating, I mean looking the other way, knowing that Nike or Adidas is paying him under the table. I refuse to believe that for whatever reason. I'm a sucker. But I think that is the allegation, that it's not Duke that's doing it. It's the sneaker companies that are paying the family. But the insinuation is that all these coaches know. And I think oftentimes they do for whatever reason. And I hate Duke.
You think he's above the fray
for
somehow?
For whatever reason, I'm putting him on a pedestal like he's above it. And if he's not, then I've just been suckered again. It's just been enough. Just add it to the list of times I've been suckered. Do you guys feel the same way, or do you feel like Coach K is just as morally corrupt as Sean Miller in Arizona? I refuse to believe that.
I feel like people talk. And if he was getting paid and a lot of money from Nike or whoever, I feel like he would have known. I'm not saying he handed the cash to Zion, but people talk. Coaches
talk.
Well,
he didn't hand the cash to Zion. It's impossible. I would bet everything I own he never did that.
Right, but my point is everything gets out now. You know, this is not 1980.
Right.
In 2019, everything gets out. If he was getting paid, I think he probably knew about it.
Well, then, okay, so do you think, right, and I'm not sure he was, though. Do you think, although I don't know if you know, you can't keep track of everything. You know, you don't know necessarily that your players are out doing blow and banging hookers. You don't know everything. You know a lot. But you don't know everything.
I just think it always gets back. It always gets back to the people who should know.
Do you think Coach K? I could just be totally wrong. So you actually think Coach K is not morally above it? That he's willing to look the other way and not put the kibosh on it, or not say, you know what? Because Gary Williams did, by all accounts.
Yeah.
He'd say, that kid, it's a dirty situation. I'm not going to recruit him.
Look, it's just my guess and my opinion.
So I'm asking.
What he knew, I don't know, but I find it hard to believe he knew nothing, if that's the case.
See, I'm not even sure I believe the report at all. I know it happens everywhere, but I'm not even sure I believe the report. Because didn't Duke say they hired their own independent investigators, independent being the key word, and they found no evidence of it. Zero.
I think there's something to what you're saying, and partly he's a Bobby Knight disciple, and Bobby Knight was one of those guys who supposedly didn't do anything. You know, obviously on the court, people had a problem with his approach as a coach, but off the court, he didn't do anything illegal, supposedly. I mean, what the hell do we know in terms of illegal recruiting? And Duke has such a big name, you would think that he doesn't have to, but I would not be shocked if he was just kind of turning a blind eye to what's going on in the AAU scene.
And I don't
want to
be concerned.
About,
because don't concern me with this.
Well, that's true at AAU, but if they come there.
Right.
He changed his ways over the years because he would never recruit the one and doners.
Right.
Well, now
you realize he had
to
compete.
Yeah.
Right. So he adjusted.
Coach, if you land the top recruit or prospect, you have to almost automatically assume that he's been tainted with some sort of agent / sneaker money.
Does that include, in your opinion, Cakes, then, that the incentive to go to your school?
Yes.
So you think he's not above it? You actually think Coach K is
I don't think he's the bag man, but I think he probably has five guys below him that take those bullets.
And he knows it.
He might just turn a blind eye to it.
He knows something.
I think if that guy lands on your campus, whether it's Kansas, UCLA, you have to automatically assume he's been steered there somehow by forces outside of your control.
See, I believe that with certain coaches. I mean, you hear it in the LSU tape. You hear it with Sean Miller.
Yeah.
For some reason, and I hate Duke like everybody, like every Maryland guy, for some reason I'm putting Coach K above it because – Gary, you know what? I want to get Gary on. Can I get Gary's number? I just want to text him and ask him if he thinks Coach K was cheating. Can you just give me Gary's number?
I've got it.
Yeah. Can you just text him and ask him to say, the guys want to know off the record.
But like, who's
Coach
Eric
K cheating?
Bickle? Who's this Eric Rickle?
No, I just think that he knows. And I hate accusing guys because I don't know much about the story. But I just think that recruiting Johnny Dawkins in 1981 was a little different than recruiting Zion Williamson. Like, times have changed, and it cost a little more to recruit the one-and-doners. That's the way I feel. And if you want the one-and-doners, who are the best players, it's going to cost you something. I'm not saying he knew it was going to cost, 50 grand or whatever. I'm just saying that he knows that times have changed and all these sneaker companies have and agents have infiltrated it. And parents want things, players want things. I'm not saying he knew how much was coming or if you paid him at all. I just think he knows something.
I hear you. So then you're saying he's not above it, because at the end of the day, that means you're not above it. That means you know something shady's going on, and you're acting like you're holier than thou.
I don't know. You're putting words in my mouth. I'm just saying that I think that since times have changed in basketball recruiting, the coaches aren't stupid.
I don't think he's stupid, but I'm hoping that he's like Gary, and he's just like, if certain guys have that
inkling,
that taint, that you stay away. And not the kind of that Valdez is thinking of.
Right.
I don't know a lot about Gina Ford, but I do know that she'll never have another client ever again.
Gina Ford is the agent that he broke off with.
Right. She's the one that making the ass. And by the way, people make false allegations all
True.
The time.
Absolutely.
She's no different than a spurned lover.
Correct.
Yeah, but you can't turn on an athlete. She's not trustworthy.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. She's done.
But I would say this. There's no way they're suing for $100 million, right, if there wasn't something to it.
Who?
Gina Ford and her agency are suing Zion.
Sure, well, they're bitter. They're bitter that he dumped her.
And so she's making up something, potentially. Yeah,
okay, but is she going to lie in court?
People do it all the time.
Oh, okay.
People do that before Congress.
Jason, just look at it.
That's fine.
Before
okay.
The country.
You saw Rafael Palmeiro do it.
Maybe she will. I just think she's got to have some evidence.
Yeah. I mean, all these guys do it. I mean, the Palmeiro thing still blows me away. He said, I did not do whatever the hell he said. I looked at him and went, he's innocent.
Well, it's a little different than lying in court if she has to go to court. Because if they find out she's lying in court, she's going to jail.
Rafael Palmeiro lied in front of Congress. Same thing. It's a freaking federal offense.
She's not getting $100 million. She's not getting anything.
She's not getting jacked.
And she'll never work again.
Yeah.
She better find a new line of work.
She's bitter.
Here's the question.
That may be true. What if, but it doesn't mean that some of the things that she's saying,
here's the thing,
the accusations aren't true.
I wouldn't doubt that she paid him. And she did everything in her power, and she did something illegal and shady.
Right. Okay.
But that doesn't mean that Coach K knew it, or anybody with Duke associated with it knew it. And it doesn't mean it was an incentive to go to Duke, which
is not the allegation. It's not 100%. You're right. It's not 100%.
Yeah. What if Coach K.
But it also
K
doesn't mean he doesn't know.
What
doesn't
if
know what's
Co
going
did
on.
Know, though? Does it taint anything for you, really?
Oh, yeah.
You'll lose respect, but they're not going to take away championships.
For me, it does. It means you're a scumbag. I mean, I understand it's the game, but, like, do you love Lance Armstrong now?
I never really was.
Drabby does.
I never really loved him anyway.
I know, but he was. I thought his story was ridiculous. Yeah. He was on his deathbed with cancer all over his body, and then he wins like 8 straight or whatever the hell he did. And I was like, this guy, he's raising money for cancer. This guy's unbelievable. Turns out he's a total fraud.
I agree with you on Lance.
Fraud.
I have complete disrespect for him. But what if it's this situation where you kind of find out that, all right, he didn't order any money to be sent to Zion or any sort of benefit, but
he definitely didn't do that.
If he kind of knew,
which is the most plausible of any scenario, is that he kind of knew and just looked the other way. I'm not saying it's implausible. I'm just saying I'm dumb enough to think that he's one of those few above it. Like Bobby Knight. I'm assuming Bobby Knight would not look the other way. If Bobby Knight knew that guys are getting paid under him, then I just have no faith in humanity at this point.
Right. But like if Bobby Knight was 40 or 45 and coaching now, the pressure to win is so great, he may look the other way on
certain
things.
He might, but
things.
Some guys do have morals. I know it's hard for the four of us to understand that.
Some guys do have principles.
Some guys do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying times have changed, man.
Yeah. No, I know.
And the pressure to win is so great in college sports. It's a lot different than it was back in the 80s.
You're probably more right than me, Jason.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
More right because you have less faith and you think most people are stupid and most people are corrupt. You're probably right.
Look, it's pretty simple to find out there would be emails, there would be texts, you know, from Williamson's family to these agents or Nike. Right. There would be texts. There would be evidence.
Well, we'll see.
You gotta watch that thing. Did you watch that thing yet? The damn College Hoops
documentary. The scheme.
God, can you watch that today?
By the way, Friday is the PG County Hoops documentary on Showtime. Kevin Durant's deal.
I don't have Showtime. Can someone give me a password or something shady?
I can't wait for that. Basketball
Order
County.
It's $10. Order anything else. Get Showtime.
Just I order so much, I should show you my TV bill. It's ridiculous.
I can only imagine.
Well, I'm going to watch
it. Probably thicker than a Bible.
You can sit home and wish you had it. I'm going to have it.
All right, phone number if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.